Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Hey guys, I am not sure if you've taken notice of this yet, but you may be realizing on a Dose of Zest podcast, there's a lot of conversation around being good to self first. And the reason why I think this is so important is because when we show up in this midlife phase, we have spent the last 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 decades taking care of other people. And so it's really natural to get into that automatic habit of putting our energy outside of ourselves because that's where our identity has lied for so long. And so that's why I keep like hammering, if you will, this topic of self-love first. And I know for me personally, it has been quite challenging. I am not skilled at it, but I really do embrace it as a practice. And I know that when that practice goes really well, I show up different in the world. And so that's why I think it's important to keep coming back to it. So right here, you can just say this, I am feeling the feels today, and I want to go ahead and just share this with you. All right, here comes a question. Do you feel challenged with your lack of time or feelings of guilt when you take a moment for yourself? Are you just in a place of what is time for self anyway? Which I think honestly is a really, really natural place to be. I used to feel this way, and I used to feel it with a lot of angst, guilt, and the whole who has time for that until most recently. You know what I did? It was actually one very simple thing. I simply shifted my perspective to the following thoughts. I do have time for the things that matter to me. I know I feel my best when I choose to indulge in the things that bring me joy. Taking care of me first is the most important thing I can do for me and those I care about. So oftentimes you will find me first thing in the morning after I do my little self-care routine, I wrap it up with a cup of coffee and my book. And I take time, no matter what is going on in that day, no matter how heavy my schedule may feel to me that day, I will take the time to sip my coffee, read 5 pages or read 5 minutes, whichever one comes first and makes the most sense on that morning. And I'm telling you, every time I do that, I always walk away feeling so affirmed. And one, what I've read, what I may have learned and how it's impacted my thoughts. And two, really honoring the time to pause for myself, even when I didn't feel I had time to do it. There's something very empowering about that. So here's another question for you. How will you choose today? What will be your activity? How much time will you decide to dedicate to yourself? How will it make you feel during and after? And when you're looking for the feelings, I'm encouraging you to seek joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment. If you're so inclined, go ahead after you do your one thing of self-care, looking for that joy, put it in the comments below. Share with us your success today, because I honestly believe that when we share successes, one, it makes it real because we put it out in the world, but two, and most importantly to me, it inspires other people to have the courage to take 5 minutes for themselves, no matter how heavy the day may feel. So please share your winnings below and make sure you keep taking time for self. It truly is the most important thing that you should schedule in any of your days. All right, be well, my friends, and we'll chat soon. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that could use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our Zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.